Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hey, Jasmine, how you doing? This is Jahil.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. Vanita was telling me that she just got a text on her phone stating that he has to, if you got the first test done on your left arm, forearm, on the second, like how many? Because you already got the TB test done.
I don't know. You have to follow with the person that's been calling you or leaving you messages. They're the ones that do the hiring. As far as paperwork,
yeah,
that is
but you,
and stuff
but,
like that.
But Carmen, at this point, Ms. Richardson is you know retracting, like she's really feeling like it's going to be too much for him to come on board, and then, you know, yeah. So,
what you mean?
No, what she's saying is that it's you know it's she does she wants the transition to be smooth. You
okay.
know, and now they're saying that he has to do this and he has to do that, and you know, for him to get into the other agency, he didn't have to do none of that stuff.
Maybe the other agency wasn't binded like we are and insured. It's a process in order to hire a caregiver. So let me see what's happening. Let me see what paperwork they need. And you said you were speaking to Ms. Carmen, is your hiring attendant? Is that who that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, that was the individual that I spoke with. Her name is Carmen. Her name is Carmen.
Let me transfer you to Miss Sarah.
No, I'm sorry, Jasmine.
Jasmine is me. I'm Jasmine. I don't do hiring.
Yeah.
I only do patient. I'm the one that takes in all the patient's information and calls the state. Then
yeah,
it gets turned
so,
over to coordination, where coordination deals with the caregiver, registering them, adding them to payroll, and collecting information.
So now, Ms. Richardson is saying that she wants to stay at the agency that she was at. She doesn't want to make the switch now.
Right. So let me transfer you to Ms. Sarah, because Ms. Sarah would be able to further this and make this very quick for you guys. I don't know where you guys are at. As far as paperwork is concerned, because the patient
Jasmine, listen, my son has everything. He has his ID. He has the letter from school stating that he's still in school. He basically has the information from his last TB test. Yeah, everything, and then his direct deposit. Actually, I did the test with him online yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he should be all squared away with everything that he needs.
Yeah, he should So what are they needing from him?
I don't – they're talking about if you got the first test done, then he needs to get a second test done for his PTD.
All right. Let me try to figure this out for you. I'm going to send you to Sarah.
Yeah.
Explain to Sarah what's happening. Tell her that you guys are getting frustrated. And that, you know, if it's going to require all this type of stuff that you're thinking, highly thinking of just staying where you at.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what to tell you because I don't know what paperwork they're asking for him.
Jasmine, can you
yes.
tell Ms. Richardson that again, what you just told me?
So I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Sarah. Ms. Sarah's going to help to see what paperwork is it that they're missing. Because if the other agency didn't access certain paperwork, that means that they're not binded by the state and licensed like we are. We have to follow protocol, and we just can't add people to payroll and or hire people without following the protocol that the state demands of us. So let me transfer this call to Ms. Sarah. So Ms. Sarah can tell you exactly what's missing and how we can further you guys along and get this up and running, okay?
Okay.
Give me one
so
second,
all
right?
Okay, so it's all going to be dependent on her and how long it's going to be because my son has bills to pay and he can't be waiting long like this.
Are you still clocking in and out from your other agency?
My son is clocking in and out.
Right.
I don't clock in and out. My son do.
Right, so there's no lapse in services right now because we don't have an authorization yet. But let me see what's going on. What's your first and last name?
Vanita Richardson.
Juanita Richardson.
Who is this?
Juanita? You said Juanita That's with a J, right?
Excuse me?
You said Juanita with a J?
No, Vanita with a V.
Okay, Miss Vanita. How you feeling today, Miss Vanita?
I'm not feeling good at all.
Vanita Richardson, V-A-N-I-T-A?
V-E-R-N-I-T-A. And just like I was telling the lady, my son pays the bills and the rent in here, and he can't be waiting, you know, for them to go. Like you just, I hear what you're saying, but right now we can't even afford that type of time to be waiting, because I even have a shut off notice, so this is why I don't have time for this. So it depends on the lady that I talk to, saying what else she needs.
Right.
That's all. It's gonna be depend on her how much what else he has to do. Not just open it out much.
But I don't see here that we even have an authorization for you guys. So you guys should have been clocking in and out with your other agency.
Yes, he is still clocking in and out. He ain't never stopped.
So he's not missing payments. That's what I'm trying to, because you're telling me that you have bills to pay out. I was confused as to what you mean. But okay, here it is.
Well, the money that he's getting from this agency now is not paying him enough. So this is what I'm saying. I need more than what they're paying. This is why I switched him over to another agency.
Understood. No, I thought that they stopped paying him altogether. Okay, let me see what's going on. Call Deshaun. Deshaun, right? No response. Left 2 messages. This was 22 hours ago. Text him and caregivers will inform them again about start of care date. Nothing has been completed.
Okay, what number is they calling?
The same number. So
what
number
are they calling? What number are they calling?
1 second.
It's a 26.
They said they've spoken to you guys several times on this number. Let me confirm the number.
Yes. Who called on this phone?
Deshaun Rogers, 267-339-4141.
Yes, and I don't have no missed calls.
It says left voicemail and text. And they emailed the caregiver as well.
Well, this is what his dad just read to you on the text.
Can I?
Yeah, because I'm not feeling
good. Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Deshaun's father.
She's not feeling well. Give me 1 second, because I'm going to transfer you to the person that's been assisting Deshaun. Okay, give me 1 second. And her name is Monica. Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Monica? Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Monica is the one that's clearing him for work. But let me read to you what Monica wrote 22 hours ago. Called caregiver Deshaun 2 times, no response. Left voicemail and text. Emailed caregiver as well. Informed them again about start of care date. Nothing has been completed. Caregiver and patient have the same number. That means that they've been dialing the same number since the beginning. Monica also wrote that IDs, competency tests, and DD is all staged. CBC submitted no record state to file, meaning that they're still needing. It says missing I-9, W-4, 2-year proof of residency. And the patient informed her that she was going to look for the letter from the caregiver school, but nothing has been sent.
A letter from the caregiver school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that would be...
And then look, 2 minutes ago, she wrote, called caregiver Deshaun, no response. Left voicemail and text email. Are you not getting any of this stuff?
Well, basically, I don't know whether she was on the phone. Sometimes the phone lines get crossed.
Okay,
and
so then that's why I'm so happy that you're troubleshooting this, because obviously,
yeah.
Right? There's an issue. Let me send you to Miss Monica one second.
So,
Miss Monica is the hiring attendant.
Okay, I'll talk to her.
If there's anything, yes, you need to talk to her, because I wouldn't. All I'm doing for you is reading the notes that she leaves behind.
Right.
So
right.
Let me transfer you to her, because she's the one that inputs whatever the caregiver needs and clears them for work. One second,
okay.
All right?
Cool.
All right.